By now, the stockings have been hung by the chimney with care, if people still do that. Too much food is in the fridge, awaiting preparation. Cookies have been decorated. Gifts are still being purchased and wrapped. Tape and scissors have been lost numerous times. Hallmark movies have been consumed until our sappy sugar counts are through the rooftops. Alcohol may have been imbibed. Soon, relatives and friends will descend on the host's home for a few hours, days, weeks of good cheer. It may be a little difficult to find safe discussion points this year, so I came up with an idea. Have everyone make a list of 8 people they would most like to invite to their Christmas dinner. I said 8 because that's as many matching dinner plates as I own. So, the rules are as follows. It is your guest list and nobody else's. The people have to be alive, and the reason for that is that we all want our dearly departed at every event. If I ran out of spots and included one dead relative and not another, I do not want to deal with post-mortem guilt. So, let's just invite breathing guests. These should be people you would enjoy spending time with, having discussions with, being motivated by, or just staring at. They can be famous, infamous, or from your real life. It might make for a good conversation starter. Goodness knows we can't talk politics. I'll give you mine with a brief explanation of why. So here goes. Barack Obama, oops, there goes my rule against political chatter already. But I think he would be a fantastic conversationalist on any subject. Plus, he's just so cool. Oprah, they can even sit side by side. I have admired her for decades. I think she has a lot to teach. She inspires me. Plus, maybe she'll bring along a few of her favorite things and read to us from her book club. Anderson Cooper, that's because he's my favorite journalist. I love his style, his compassion, and his broadcasting talents. If you've ever seen him on talk shows or heard his podcasts, he's hilarious. So quirky. Tom Hanks, not only is he one of the best actors of my lifetime, he's also very intelligent. I love his dedication to military history with his documentaries. Obviously, also funny. I just think he is a nice guy and I want nice around my table. Maybe he'll eat those baby corns from the pickle tray like he did in the movie Big. Dated reference, I know. Barry Manilow, he is coming because he's one of my all-time favorite entertainers. He'll be the best dressed, and maybe I can persuade him for a mini concert after dessert. Please sing It's Just Another New Year's Eve. Kiefer Sutherland, he was the nicest celebrity I ever interviewed. A true Canadian boy, so kind and unassuming. I will get him to recite some prose in that fabulous gravelly voice. Plus, I think he can cook, so he's going to be put to work. Mrs. Claus, she is very much alive. I have so many questions for her. Is she sick to death of making cookies? How does she get her husband out the door in time for his rounds? How many times does he come back to the North Pole after forgetting something? Is she sick of red and green? Are elves annoying? Once Santa is gone for the night, how does she kick back? Well, that would be me. As the hostess, I get to ask all the questions. In my dinner party scenario, I do not slop on myself, a Christmas miracle, for sure. There will be discussions, music, laughter, and tears, too. So, maybe make your own list. It might make for some entertaining chatter. We may be surprised by other folks' lists. Cheers to whomever is at your dinner table this holiday season.